It's not just the hospitality sector, which immediately springs to mind, of course, because they had to close their doors once again. But for our membership, it's also the producers, the supply chain behind that hospitality sector. So these are the suppliers of fruit and vegetables, meat, poultry, milk, beverages. They're all stuck with product in stock that they cannot just sell on to different markets, often because it's often grown, reared or produced to spec for the hospitality sector or packaged differently. Think, for example, meat cuts, specific meat cuts, casks of beer, potatoes produced specifically for chips, or milk delivered in industrial containers. So yeah, it very much affects them. They have to they're either stuck with this or have to shift it in a different way. Many of these producers have strengthened their trade with local retail and customers direct in the last lockdown, and that's a very positive development. You can see increased trade through farm shops. A lot of producers did direct deliveries. They delivered veggie boxes to people's doors. A lot of them have gone online and are selling directly online. But this increased trade with customers does not yet at least, make up for the lost B2B income that they had through the hospitality sector. You can also see the producers selling at markets and events, or the ones supplying to tourism sites or entertainment venues. Think, for example, of artisan products or ice cream sold at theatres, for example. They are severely impacted because they have nowhere to go with their product at the moment. And think that startup businesses are often using markets to try their product and build their business. They have now no way to do that. So, yeah, that's another way in which traders are impacted.
Hard to do those trials if people aren't sort of out and about on the streets where they typically are, isn't it, really?
Yeah, or when the markets or events are cancelled, people have nowhere to go. I mean, it's literally not happening.
What is the message perhaps to customers, consumers in Kent in the run-up to Christmas? It's all about sort of getting people to realise that actually you can buy online and support local producers, isn't it? Because it's very easy to think of online as just being your Tesco or your Amazon or your...
Absolutely. And I think that is probably the most important message to the people in Kent. I think we all individually, where we can, and I do understand it's not always easy, and you know, there is, you know, people are watching their purse and have to be careful on what they spend this Christmas. I completely understand it, but where you can, please, let's all rally together and help our local businesses. If you're going to spend, do it locally. Buy from your local producers, buy from your local retailers, and buy from your local hospitality businesses where they still do takeaways, or they still do takeaway drinks. There's loads of businesses who have reverted to that option in the hospitality sector. So buy local online, not, as you say, from the big e-commerce platforms, but, you know, they're earning enough money, believe me. But, you know, look up that local shop and see if they have an online shop. And many have, as I said, converted to that option, and it works very well.